For the first time, the public is getting a glimpse of what's going on at Guantanamo Bay. That's where nearly 550 terrorist suspects are being held at a U.S. naval base. An American military panel is questioning some of them to see if they pose a threat or have valuable information. These annual review hearings have been going on for months, but this is the first time the media has been allowed to observe, and NPR's Jackie Northam is there. Jackie, tell us about some of the men who are before this military panel.
Well, actually, we only saw one detainee attend a hearing yesterday. In fact, of the four hearings yesterday, only one person did show up. The other three opted not to go to their hearing. No reason given. They're perhaps cynical that, you know, their thoughts or concerns were going to be heard, and some are just hardcore detainees. The one that I saw, he was a 30-year-old Sudanese man. He was caught in Afghanistan, and he's been at Guantanamo Bay for more than 3 years now. The military says that he was a man. He fought with the Taliban fighters, that he knew Al-Qaeda leaders. He says none of that is true, that in fact, you know, he wasn't there to fight. He was there to teach religion. So it was an interesting hearing to watch, just to see him give his side of the story.
Does he have a lawyer?
He does not have a lawyer. No lawyers are involved in this at all. What he does have is called an assistant military officer. And his was very good. At one point during the hearing, it became so convoluted. There were real problems with translation. They asked him, one of the panel members hearing his case, asked him, did he have any regrets? And this was a concept that he just didn't get. He couldn't understand that. And so his military officer who was working with him tried to leap in and explain both to the panel member hearing his case as well as the detainee and try to sort it out.
Well, what happens after these hearings? Does this man or do the other men, do they go back to their countries?
What happens is the three panel members, they make a recommendation. That recommendation is sent to Washington where, you know, it's then decided whether, you know, they should release him or whether they should continue to hold him. And that is really determined on whether he presents a threat, a continued threat to America.
And Jackie, how long are these panels expected to go on?
Well, they're indefinite, really. It's an annual review board right now, and there's over 500 detainees that will have a hearing. So it is part of the process that the military believes will help satisfy the Supreme Court decision that these detainees will be given a chance to challenge their detention. It's all part of that process.
Well, I wonder, Jackie, from what you've been able to observe, are these just simply pro forma hearings designed just to satisfy what the Supreme Court has mandated, or will they have real effects in terms of getting people out of Guantanamo Bay if they're not deemed a terrorist threat?
You know, I don't think they're pro forma because I think, you know, each case is different. There's no question about that. I think it's the way that it's set up that it sort of makes it unfair for the detainee. In other words, they're not given legal representation. A lot of the charges against them are really just statements of fact. And so it's not something that, you know, he can say, no, I didn't do it. And they say, well, yes, you did. And that's where it sort of ends. But, you know, over the past few months, there's been strong signals coming from Washington that they have to come up with some sort of long-term policy about what they're going to do with these detainees. And in fact, you know, that, you know, some corners were saying we're going to have to reduce the population here by more than half.
NPR's Jackie Northam speaking from Guantanamo Naval Base in Cuba. Thanks, Jackie.
Thanks very much.
Stay with us on Day to Day from NPR News.